Oh, yes. How nice.
Thank you.
Strange Rivers, I'm assuming the name of that song is.
Strange Rivers. Yeah, you're okay. Correct. It is Strange
that
Rivers.
That is really beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
That was great. Thanks. In case anybody's wondering, we're listening to Joan Baez live here at KUNM. All right. And if anybody needs to find out about Joan's career, I would suggest you check out, if you have internet website. Access, that website has all kinds of things.
What is my website number?
Oh, it's baez.woz.org.
There you go. That'll work. or just hit the any of the web searchers and they'll get you there. But interesting chronology is a history lesson itself.
Long reading,
it's a long reading.
Yeah, get your glasses out. And I'm always shocked when I see it myself.
And on the road adventures, that's nice. Camping out and cooking chicken on beer cans. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, you've explained that one. I wasn't there.
You weren't there for that one. Okay.
You know, it's something to do with beer and spicing up the beer and then... Go ahead.
basically, you take the beer can and you shove it inside the carcass
okay.
and cook the chicken upright, and so the beer steams through the chicken as it cooks.
Great. And Crook wants to take credit for this?
It's his.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His creation.
It's wonderful. Yeah. That was Josh explaining that. But I just have to explain what happened to Josh after he'd had the chicken.
Under the influence
of that chicken, and probably a little bit more. My mother is with us on this trip, and we just sometimes call up the hotel, cancel all the reservations in the rooms, and go out and camp somewhere. And people who don't want to sleep outside stay on their bunk in the bus. Most of us were outside, and before sort of getting, turning in and so forth, I was screaming and yelling over the swimming pool. It's a pretty much deserted campsite. You know, what month was it? It was
September.
You know, the river was just mostly mud, and I went over to try and calm down the screaming a little bit. I thought maybe there might be some people who wanted to sleep. They said, you got to see this, Joan. Look at this. And there's my sound man, who is not a small man, and my bass player, who's black, and Josh were doing little dolphin things in the water and mooning myself and anybody who might have been around in the moonlight. Wee-hee-hee, you know, so that's what you have to do if you eat that chicken.
I see.
Okay.
Camping out, yeah.
You can write for details. We'll have to put it on the website.
There you go. I read in an interview that I think that was done in the Pasa Tiempo here locally, something you said that really struck me, and I'm so glad you said it, in response to politics and all that and movements. You said something like, I'm paraphrasing, when the pendulum swings, it swings, and I like that.
And I think that what people do now with their lives and in attempts to keep some kind of principles and some kind of compassion, and that'll determine what the next movement is like. But it's very interesting that, for instance, in the mid-50s, the bus boycotts had started, but we didn't hear about them until something happened with that pendulum and with the timing and the charismatic leadership and so forth. So,
that's true.
And it's been a lull, for me, the feeling in the atmosphere and certainly in this country. So among other things, I really have done mainly music for the last 10 years and delighted with that decision.
You've been a music activist for sure. It's pretty extraordinary. That's great. You said you were getting to work 3 years ago, and you did it.
Oh,
You've
yeah.
done it, yeah,
yeah,
and you're still doing it.
Yeah.